So light a joint and come take a walk. It's our screaming child of small talk.
Welcome to the second episode of Tender Tinder Tales. My name is Fath.
And I'm Danny.
On our first episode, we spoke about our Tinder past experiences. This week, we'll be talking about online dating. If you're dating in 2020, as you already know how difficult it can be between the hookups, breakups, and situationships, add a global pandemic into the mix, and it's 100 times more difficult just to get some. Today, we'll be talking about spreading love, not COVID, on Tender Tinder Tales. So last week, we spoke about our experiences on Tinder dating. So people already know what we're like dating on Tinder. But since the pandemic, though, everything changed. Or your hoish ways had to come to a calm. So, I mean, yeah, I'll take a little bit of responsibility. Still your hoish ways. Our hoish ways had to come to a calm. But what has it been like for you lately since pandemic times and you can't be touching and caressing?
Pretty much this whole year has been pandemic time. That's the thing. So I feel like at the beginning of it, I was pretty self-aware of it just because my mom is very susceptible to getting sick and I didn't want to have to not go back home, blah, blah, blah. So I did cut off a lot of people when the pandemic first started. It's just people I didn't really feel like the need to keep that connection around, or I just didn't feel like it was worth the risk also. But recently, I think I've really just been kind of not over dating, but I feel like over the anxiety behind meeting new people, because you can't really trust like everyone when they say like where they've been or like how they've been like treating the pandemic, if they've been taking it seriously or not. So I think especially as of recently, like I've only been like seeing one person, so it has been quite a big change.
One person or 100?
No, like literally it's down to one, like, right?
I found that online dating, I'm so lazy with it, but before the pandemic, I was super lazy with online dating, because especially with Bumble, I just got Bumble and I just don't really know how to use it half the time. But more so when I think about it, I'm like, the difference between Tinder and Bumble is that Bumble actually has precautions in place where now you can video call, you can Zoom, it gives suggestions, it says what you're like as a dating during this pandemic, and I like that. So I think it has options where it's like, are you still open to seeing people in person? Would you rather have a phone call? Are you social distancing? Do you want to, like, go on a date but be 6 feet apart from me? And I like that. I haven't really been on, well, I've been on one date since then, but I met him at work. You already know that. Shout outs to Starbucks dude. But yeah, I met him at Starbucks. So like he was already a customer. So I already like knew him. So that made it easier. But I haven't really done the dating through that. So what do you do in that process?
Okay, the process itself, I don't really think has changed. It's the typical, okay, they're attractive. Swipe right. They find me attractive. What next? Conversation, right? But I feel like the conversation itself has changed. Like, dating before the pandemic, it was kind of basic, like, getting to know you things. And now I feel like a lot of people are more open really fast because we're all kind of experiencing the same thing.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, there just seems to be, like, more of this, not community necessarily, because we're all very far apart, technically. But I think, like, in our hearts, we all know, like, we miss it being back to normal. And there's that, like, common ground no matter, like, who you are. All in the pandemic, right?
Yeah, and I found that people are, they're not, like, as, they don't just want sex.
No, yeah.
Now, because people are craving connection because of the pandemic, and now that there is a pandemic, people are being forced to communicate more, since you can't just be like, all right, want to have sex.
Yeah.
It literally has to be like, let's talk.
You kind of
let's,
to, like, screen them.
Yeah, let's talk beyond what's your name and what kind of food are you into.
Yeah, and when
it's
are you free?
Like, when are you free? It's like, up tonight? Like, it's past that point, and I like that. I'm just wondering, though, like, once you go on that date, when you decide to go from the messaging to the date, do you, like, say, hey, do you want to get tested before we see each other in person?
That's the thing. In the back of my head, I feel like I really was curious. I think I've asked in past scenarios where I've been like, oh, like, have you been tested before? Because I have, like, the beginning of when it started happening, I wanted to make sure I was, you know, perfectly fine before I visited home. So people have asked, like, me if I have taken it before, and I'm like, yeah, like, I got it back, and it was negative, but that was, like, a bit ago. But I don't think I would. Personally, I don't think I'd make someone get a test unless I was, like, super involved with them. Like, romantic. Like, if I'm dating them,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I'm seeing this person often. I'd be like, oh, let's just double check, right? But I think I'd also trust them more.
Yeah. So, I still know, because it's, like, it's such a... It's a health thing, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't ask people about their health issues on a date and stuff like that. So
not
it's
necessarily.
Like, it's like, do you say, before we go on a date, can you get tested?
Yeah.
Like, that's so weird.
That's the thing. I feel like it kind of overlaps with even, like, STIs and STDs. Like,
yeah.
You kind of, personally, I mean, I feel like I ask questions. I'm like, have you been tested recently? Like, how much partners have you been with since you have been tested? Like, because it is a health thing and it would affect me. That's why I think asking regarding COVID, it's not rude or anything. It's literally just, like, I'm trying to be safe. And if you're offended by me wanting to feel safe, then maybe we shouldn't be doing this to begin with.
Yeah. Then maybe you're not worth my time at the end
of the
day.
Yeah, literally. And so, like, I've had a friend who is in a situation where the partner that they were seeing asked them to get tested, but that's because they also have family members who are really susceptible. And my friend, she handled it really well. They went, got tested. It was like, I guess, COVID date ideas.
Getting tested together. That's a new date. Let's go get tested together, guys.
And it came back negative and everything. But I think the anxiety of worrying can ruin, like, I think also relationships. Like, not, like, serious ones. But I think when you are constantly worried you're going to catch something from someone, you don't want to see them as much.
Right? I think that's a true test, though, in the early stages of seeing somebody, though. If somebody will go to get tested for you, that shows a lot about a person's personality, and that makes me like a person a little more if they're down to do that. I've never done it before, though.
The test?
No. I've never asked somebody to get tested, because, I mean, Starbucks guy and I, like, I already knew him through work, so I was seeing him all the time, so for me to then go ask him to get tested would be weird.
Yeah.
You know, because I was already seeing him at work, so it's like, should I? I don't know. That never really came to my mind. I think I just, like, trusted him to know. Plus, I already knew his schedule. That sounds creepy, but he already told me that he literally goes home, goes to work.
Yeah.
At home, and then he goes to Starbucks. So that was his only schedule. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going clubbing here.
Gosh.
So I think that made me less worried. But I would feel like if it was somebody who wasn't working from home, I definitely would feel like I should have to ask them, hey, can you get tested?
Yeah.
For sure.
The thing is, like, I also don't work from home anymore. Like, I work at a mall, and I think I, like, depending on what type of shift, of course, I do come into contact with people more than I would if I wasn't working. So for me to look at someone else and be like, you need to get tested, I feel like if I wasn't getting tested, it would come off as odd, because I'm also at a higher risk too. So I don't know, it's kind of a tough situation, but we're all living it, like, as I said before, so I think...
Let's just protect each other.
Yeah, it's just about being safe, you know, spreading love and shit.
Spread love, not COVID, guys.
Oh,
but yeah, because we're full of cliches at Tinder Tales. But for, like, since you're asking somebody to get tested, you would be the type of person to do that. If a person was, like, important enough or special enough for you to actually need to do that.
I would, yeah.
What type of dates do you go on? Once that person's been tested, it's date time. So
what
type of dates would you go on? Outdoor dates, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like it was easier for me to, like, do things like just, like, going to their house.
Yeah.
I think that was easier before the pandemic, just because it's like, worst case scenario is like a very bad case scenario. But now the worst case scenario for most things is kind of catching COVID.
Yeah.
Right? So
for sure.
I think dates tend to be very, a lot of walking. I know the ones, like, the few I've been on, they've been like walks pretty much, because, like, to avoid interaction with other people, like restaurants, like, they're okay to be in, but to frequent, like, places like that often, I think it's not safe. So I find that you're very secluded with the person that you may just be, like, meeting for the first time.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot more
intimate. Yeah,
and
for
personal
sure.
Personal in a lot of ways.
It's like these dates that you're just meeting somebody are getting personal so much faster because they're, like, being forced in a quote-unquote, like, romantic setting.
Yeah.
Without wanting to be. Because usually, like I said before, like, I usually, my one-stop date stop is usually Starbucks or whatever.
Yeah.
It still kind of is, because it's, like, I can grab a coffee and we can go on a walk or something like that. But it's definitely, like, I usually go on, like, go rock climbing, or I'll go to a movie theater or something, or a restaurant, and I'm like, now I can't really do that as much, because it's like, I have to be very, very cautious, especially just depending on who you're dating and stuff like that.
For sure.
You have to take their wants and needs into account for when going on a date. And I think it sucks. The creativity is kind of sucks now.
I was just about to say, I think you need to be more creative now.
But I like it,
but I'm very disappointed constantly.
Yes.
Because I'm honestly, the only one with the good ideas.
Right? Honestly. I remember, so I wasn't dating this guy, but we were friends for a little bit. You already know him, John. Mm-hmm. And our first little date conversation thing that we had was, we're going to watch a show. And he was going to watch an episode of Criminal Minds, and I was watching an episode of Parks and Rec, okay. I think. It was either Criminal Minds or Friends. Mm. So essentially what ended up happening was, I ordered my favorite pizza and got it delivered to his house, and he ordered his favorite pizza and got it delivered to my house.
That's adorable.
And it was an idea that I came up with, and I loved it. It was so much fun. We got to try new food or whatever, and we watched a show that we each other liked, and I thought that was a pretty good idea. And you can do a lot of things over Zoom.
You can. Dates. Honestly, it's cute, like the whole Zoom date thing, but for me, I also don't think I like it much. Like, I haven't tried it.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe what it is, but I also know I don't even like video call family.
You suck.
I don't.
I've video called you, I think, once. 3 times since I've known you.
I feel like it's, like, twice.
Honestly, yeah, you're right.
And it's been, what, 10 years?
Yeah, you're right. I'm a video call person. I'm an addict
now. Like, I don't video call people I'm close with. Why would I video call a stranger?
True, you know? True.
So, something I should try, though, maybe.
It's a lot of fun. It's definitely a lot of fun.
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah.
They have to make it fun.
Yeah, but the thing is that you can actually see if the date's going down south really quick. And the good thing is that you don't need an exit plan.
You can just end the call.
Yeah, you don't need an exit plan. It's not like they have your personal information. It's a Zoom link. Yeah. So it's like, it's so much easier. And I like that. There's no exit plan. It's just like, all right, end call.
End
done.
Call, literally.
Time meeting.
Love it. But, like, I went on one date with this one guy, and it was more like when things had calmed down,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things were kind of open, so it was more of a walk situation again. But we, like, went into, like, a bookstore
mm-hmm.
for a few minutes and came back out. But then we went walking again. Like, we tried going into places, but the thing about going into places now is that you feel pressured to leave. I don't know if that's just me.
Yeah,
but when
for
I'm
sure.
inside,
can't spend too much time in it.
Yeah, like, I don't even, like, I work in a mall. But it's like, when I'm not working, I want to leave because I feel like I'm just exposing myself for no reason.
Yeah.
Right? So there isn't that same, like, relaxed vibe where you can just, like, discover things, like stores and stuff.
Yeah,
right? You have
for
to,
sure.
like, really be creative. Like, these walks, I've walked so much places here now because of this. It's great.
Getting my exercise. See, that's my hiking lately. You laughed at me last time for my hiking.
Okay.
Yo, that's my hiking.
Who
this
needs
walk.
A gym? Just go on.
Fabs, John and I went on a 7-hour walk one time in the middle of this pandemic.
You could sleep for a second.
We've been on a 7-hour walk, a 9-hour walk, and a 5-hour walk. My poor dog probably wants to kill us because I brought Bali every single time. For those walks, but it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Like, even one time, this other guy, it was, like, more beginning. I didn't meet him online, but we were coworkers, and we, like, literally just, like, hung out and talked. And I feel like in a lot of cases, that wouldn't necessarily happen for as long as it did. Like, mm-hmm. there was no, like, oh, we can do this to fill our time. Like, we were filling our time by talking.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I kind of like it. Like, it's nice,
yeah.
But I can't say I've had a better dating experience with the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know?
I've definitely had
good
dating experiences since the pandemic.
Like, better than
And before? I've definitely explored my city, like, Ottawa more.
Okay, that's
Because
good,
of it.
Yeah.
I went to, like, a lot of, like, restaurants, but it was, like, smaller restaurants because it's, like, smaller capacity. And I explored Little Italy for the first time in my entire life, and that was amazing. I spent 2 weeks when a Starbucks guy was here, and we explored Little Italy, and it was actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. But I don't know why, like, I liked it more, the smaller settings and stuff.
Yeah, people for sure have a lot more time, or, like, have just, like, more of an excuse to do things that they usually wouldn't. Like, go to stores that they always walk by and never, like, go inside.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you're not doing, like, going to pubs, you're not going to the club. Like, there's stuff that you are exploring more because you can't do the stuff you usually do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a really good learning experience in that way. And I've definitely grown from that.
Despite the fact that I'm a pessimist when it comes to online dating sometimes, or still dating am. In general, and I'm a pessimist to this COVID dating. There are a few friends of mine, and you probably have a few friends who have had, like, successful online dating through Tinder. So next week, we're definitely going to have a few of our friends come in, and we're going to interview them and talk with them to see about their successful stories, because we don't want to be all dark and gloomy 24-7.
No, we got to get both perspectives.
Yeah, we got to give you guys some hope that there are some good people out there for our Tinder Tales listeners. So definitely tune in for our next episode, which we'll be talking with successful Tinder stories.